The Syracuse City School District continues to show improvement in its graduation rates. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
According to the state, Syracuse's graduation rate last June dialed in at 55%, compared to 51% the year before. Good news for the district's Executive Director of High Schools and Career Training, Brian Nolan.
It's good to see that we now have some real good trend data showing that the things that we've put in place seem to be helping.
The things that helped were programs like Enhanced Regents Prep, attendance teams that go out and find kids and get them to school, and data-driven instruction that allows teachers to determine where students are falling behind earlier in the school year. Nolan also says the numbers could improve in coming years now that the state has offered different paths to graduation, in particular the 4+1 program that expands graduation options to include career and technical educations as well as the arts.
And it impacts all of the Big Five schools in a very positive way.
Even though the graduation rate is looking better for Syracuse, it lags far below the state's goal of 80%. Part of that, says Chief Academic Officer Linda Mulvey, lies in the way the rate's tallied. It reflects all the kids that started in high school 4 years ago. And for a district like Syracuse, that can be a problem when poverty creates families that are more transient and an immigrant population that isn't stable.
We may not be able to determine where they went because we don't have a request for records from Bahrain or China or whatever country, you know, the student returned to. We cannot remove that student from the cohort total.
Mulvey figures the graduation rate would be pushing 70% of those students weren't counted in the final tally. The other issue in an urban district is that sometimes it takes extra time for kids to graduate.
You take a look at the grit our students demonstrate over 5 years. In even 6 years, our students stay and want to graduate.
Perhaps the one defining reason that keeps the district's rate well below the state's goal, students, especially minorities, are mired in a deep poverty that thwarts many of the attempts to get a diploma into their hands.
If we were to eradicate poverty, to improve or reduce poverty in our community, I think we would have an impact significantly on raising graduation rates.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.